want more question and answer or more music?
Music!
Now let's hear for question and answers.
There's a question.
Let's hear for music. Let's hear for question and answers. Okay, foregone conclusion. I had a request for this one, we'll do this one. It's hot, you don't want to waste time.
I have a question, Tim and Daryl.
There's one in every crowd.
I know, it'll just take a second. I won't break the flow. But what do you guys think about discussing songwriting? Does it seem a little ludicrous just to talk about songwriting? I mean, is it a pragmatic thing that you can take apart? The reason I ask is just because I remember Steve Martin one time saying that discussing comedy was like dancing about architecture. You get the point. What do you guys think? Is there a way to talk about it in an instructive way, or, sometimes?
I think so. I mean, I think there's a craft of it that's part of the process that you can sort of outline and discuss and you can talk about. But the inspiration part, I don't know. That's mysterious as all get out.
Yeah, I think there's some good to be had of it. I mean, like, I want to hear, like, how a potter, you know, approaches their work. They're using their hands and, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. And sometimes it's just that. It's just seeing, wow, look what that guy does. Or that woman does in their lives, you know? So sometimes it can be like that. I don't know in terms of a teaching, but I mean, as far as like instruction, but sometimes I like to hear other people's stories of how they do what they do, you know? So I don't know.
Well, let's see, let's do two questions. One back in the back here. All right. What are teachable skills that can make somebody a better songwriter? Well, there's many. Let's see. There's contrast and there's repetition with constant variation. That's what they say. Composing is.
I thought that was marriage.
Yeah.
And you've only been married twice, right?
One good thing is also, you know, you study the other songwriters and you find out the kind of songs you like. I think that's. Ask yourself why you like those songs. That's how I kind of got into it more than I'd sort of been doing it, and it sort of happened in spite of me. But then when I started being a singer in a band, I realized, man, these songs are good, and these songs I don't like for some reason, and other people like them. Why do you like them? You gotta get your personal sort of thing going, and I think that helps. If you study other writers, that's what you do when you study creative writing. You gotta learn from them. They did it before you. I don't know. And also, co-writing is good because you learn from the other person that's co-writing. I don't know.
Yeah, I chime in with that to learn a bunch of songs, like learn a million songs, things that move you, and it'll just be internalized, basically, when you learn a song as opposed to reading it off of a page. I mean, we know this as players, you know, when we at a session or something, we read it and it's kind of gone from us in some cases, but when you internalize the song and you've learned it, and the same with learning some songs that you love, you know, they're inside you. And they're going to go in there and do whatever they do, and might come out as, your own kind of writing, your own way of what you put together, all those different pieces that have always moved you, you know? Sometimes that's it, sort of like cooking.
There was another question over here.
Do you write every day, and do you ever have to force yourself to write?
Do you write every day, or do you ever have to force yourself to write?
No. But there was a time in my life when I was the main songwriter for a group. And so, you know, I had a job to do. And so I attended to that job. And so the answer for me is no, just because there's been seasons in my life. After that group, I was a studio musician for a long time, and I attended to that job. I write on inspiration. I've never been a real regular writer. And when I have a band I'm producing and they need some songs finished, I'll jump in and do it. So for me, it's more of the lightning hit, you know. Pete Rowan, I can tell you right now, would suggest what you said: write every day, keep a journal, write the songs down. Like Daryl just said though, and I'm kind of like this: if I get a line in my mind, I'll keep it. I won't lose it. If I get a melody in my mind, it'll...
If it's one, it's going to last you.
Yeah.
It'll keep bugging you.
Exactly.
Until you finish it.
That's very true. So I keep a file in there.
Just a real quick addendum to that answer is that a lot of people will say, and I think I'm kind of this way, you're really writing all the time, whether you have a pen or an instrument in your hand. You're kind of on input or you're on output. You know, it's like you're taking all this stuff in. A lot of times it takes me just the time to, if I get the sort of unstructured free time, finally get stuff settled down, all the stuff starts flowing out, falling out. It's all sort of there. Or sometimes the dam will burst, but you're always kind of observing things as an artist, as a writer. And you're kind of taking note of it. That's
political songs,
those are good too.
He feels strongly both ways about it.
Vote for Tim to sing a song.
Okay, I'm going to sing this song that was requested earlier.
Gibby.
I'll play the guitar to this song. The guitar, it's really, you know, people say, you know, if you write the mandolin, you write the guitar, you write the piano. The guitar is really the friend. It's the old friend.
Was guitar your first instrument? Tim or mandolin?
Yeah, guitar. Stars in the sun. And Daryl and I made a record together, and it was really fun, and we just wanted to sort of play together, and it was obvious we should record something. The record's called Real Time. Anyway, yeah, this one ended up on the record.